You're listening to SBS News.
The first session of Parliament for the year got underway with a church service at St Nicholas's Greek Orthodox Church in Canberra. Senator Amanda Stoker gave the official welcome.
So let us focus our eyes upon him and strive for the kind of diligence, thirst for truth, grace and forgiveness, and pray for every blessing upon this magnificent country.
But blessings may be in short supply for the government and the Prime Minister Scott Morrison. This is the third time the government's religious discrimination bill has come before the Parliament. And according to former champion swimmer and now mental health advocate Ian Thorpe, it still has no friends in the chamber. Mr. Thorpe wants the bill gone forever.
What this is it becomes state-sanctioned discrimination. To gain rights for one group of people whilst excluding another group of people, for me, is discrimination. And with that, we should consider what this place that we're in, what it actually represents, and how it represents each and every one of us.
Part of the concern with the legislation is the impact it will have on gay and transgender students. Current and former students are dismayed by the bill. Karen Park, a gay Christian woman, says it's not just about the negative impacts on their well-being that is of concern. She says it is also about those students and teachers who must deal with how the bill pits their sexuality and faith against each other. Ms. Park wants everyone to be protected.
You know, there's talk this morning that, okay, so maybe we'll have protections so that gay students can't be expelled. That's fantastic, but what about all the trans kids? What about all the other kids that are still closeted because, like me, they hear the way that their faith communities and their religious communities speak about LGBTIQ people?
The experience of Olivia Stewart, a transgender student in her final year of high school, appears to support these concerns. Olivia says she has already been directly discriminated against when coming out as trans at just 13 years of age. Stewart was forced to change schools, but she says that did not solve the problem.
Even at the next school, the school failed to protect me and other trans students at the school sufficiently, and we were bullied and maligned by other students. Due to not fostering an accepting culture in the school, this bullying was able to take place, with the school unable to do much about it.
Critics of the bill also say disabled people could be targeted by those who see disability as evidence of sin. Sam Drummond, a lawyer and disability advocate, says Christians have frequently offered to pray for him, even when he did not want them to.
What I don't want to happen, but what this bill might allow to happen, is for me to be in a workplace and for someone to tell me not only that their prayers are with me, but that I'm being punished somehow by the devil.
Even those within organised religion itself struggle to support the legislation. Surinda Jain is from the Hindu Council of Australia, and he says the bill adversely affects minority religions, especially Hindus.
Our first concern is jobs. Hindus work in faith-based schools, in hospitals, and a large number work in aged care facilities. After this bill is passed, they will lose their employment opportunities.
For Cassandra Goldie, the CEO of the Australian Council of Social Services, the proposed bill would divide an already fractured Australia. She says the Parliament now has an opportunity to take an important stand.
This is a moment for us all to say what we value as a country. What we value is inclusion. What we value is everybody. What we value is care in the community. And what we value is equality and human rights. We want discrimination to be stopped in its tracks.
With the religious discrimination bill a key component of the government's pre-election agenda, Scott Morrison is now left to make deals with the moderate and conservative elements of his party to keep the legislation alive. For some coalition members, the bill does not go far enough. For others, it goes too far. Tasmanian Liberal MP Bridget Archer has already made it clear she does not support the compromise that gay students would be protected from being expelled, but transgender pupils would not. She spoke against it in Parliament during debate on Tuesday night.
In 2022, I can't believe we're even having this conversation. As an elected representative, my job is to come here and vote on legislation that I believe will best serve my community. This bill is an overreach, and I cannot use the role that I have here to endorse a bill that erodes the rights of so many in my community that they already enjoy.
There are only 10 sitting days left between now and the likely May election. If the legislation passes, it may shore up the government's support amongst conservative Christian voters, but it is likely to galvanise those dismayed by its provisions and impact. In that case, even prayers might not be enough for the government. Deborah Grogg, SBS News.